the theme for this year really has been bringing the spiritual to the physical. Because, you know, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We are righteous. We are justified. We are sanctified. We are redeemed. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, we have that Spirit of God living in us. We have the authority of God. And we have the abundance of God. We have healing. So all of that is in the spiritual, right? Jesus Christ paid the price. He laid down his life. And now we're complete in Christ. But sometimes when we look at our lives, we're not so complete in the physical. We are in the spiritual. But God wants us to manifest his abundance and this completeness. So when things come up, then we can go to God and we declare what God says about us. This is how we bring the spiritual to the physical. The things that we're encouraged to do, if we practice to do them, then we're bringing the spiritual into the physical. Like with the honoring God, which has been mentioned tonight. And we encourage people. Now, God will direct your hearts where to give. And we encourage people, give where you're fed, you know, where you're being encouraged, because that's the right thing to do. And the ministers have got every right to live off the gospel, but they don't look to the people. They look to God to supply their need. So I don't look to you guys to supply my need. I look to God, and he'll work the hearts. So when our focus is right, then everything flows. Everything flows. Now, if something comes in to break that momentum in my thinking, well, you know, people should be honoring God. People should be set. That's the wrong thinking, wrong heart. Can you see? So, like, there's things that can come up in our thinking through our circumstances that will break our momentum and our fellowship to really focus with what God says. And so when we practice and do what God is showing us to do, we will start to see the spiritual come into the physical. Like when we speak in tongues. Okay, we're building up that inner man. We're building up that spiritual man, that Christ within us. And it's perfect prayer, praise to God, and all the things that it does, right? But it's something that we need to do. It keeps us moving with God. It keeps us alert spiritually. God is communicating to our spirit, and our spirit's communicating to our minds. And so we practice to do that. We got the scriptures, the graphy, which we read and study in our personal time. But when it comes to like now, we allow God to work in our hearts what to speak so that we're ministering directly to the needs of the people. So like when Jason just asked me, I had nothing. You know, I'm thinking about all the things that went on today as well as listening to what everybody else says. But we can just bring our minds back to what God says and what God wants us to do. So I depend on the Father to give to me what is needed to be said. When we do it that way, then we can see that people are encouraged, they're inspired, they can see the example, and they can do the same. All of us can do the same. We can all go to God. We can all ask God to give us those heavenly words that will meet the needs of each person. The whole point about hearing is that we can do it. All right, so when we encourage these things, if you practice those things, honoring God, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, when you practice those things, you will start to see the spiritual manifest into the physical. And it's very simple. And God is the one, like Sangate just done a recent sharing, that he's working. He's continually working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Like Peter was sharing, some people think that they just want to be connected all over the place, you know. But if you want to move, you've got to be focused. You've got to have a single eye. And if you move where God shows you to move, you will be very prosperous. You will be very successful in your ministering, in your speaking, in your dealing with people. But God will show you where to connect. It's not like I can say to you, okay, you got to connect to me. I don't think that way. God is the one that's directing the hearts, right? So if what I'm speaking is feeding you, if it's encouraging you, and then God can work from that. Okay, you go and connect over there. You go and get blessed. But it doesn't make me bigger than anyone else. We're all the same. We've all got the same spiritual ability. There's no favor in God's eyes. He respects, like Amber says, the currency of heaven is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So our job, my job, is, like Sangate has always encouraged me, like he's always shown, my job is to connect people to God, right? That's my job. That's your job. Jesus Christ reconciled men and women back to God. We've been given that word and ministry of reconciliation to reconcile people back to God. We can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. It all depends upon our desire. You know, so if the desire is low, you ask God, Father, give me your desires. And as those desires come, then you make a commitment to follow out on those desires. Like writing the vision, making it plain is a great thing to do. When you write a goal down, it will come to pass. I guarantee it. When you go to God, like when God put it in my heart, Lawrence, what would you like to receive monthly? And I wrote the minimum amount. I looked at my incomings. I looked at my outgoings. And I'm thinking, man, we're living like by a tight line there. So I wrote down what I thought would be a fair portion, not greedy, that we'd have priority after we paid bills and stuff like this. And then it come to my heart, what would you like after 2 years? What would you like it to increase to? So I wrote it down. The very next month it hit that amount, and it's hit that amount every month. And sometimes it's gone to the larger amount because I just wrote it down. I prayed over it, give it to God. And God showed me, and because he showed me the Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. So I was inspired by God, and so I followed what God was putting in my heart. And that's all you do every day. Get up, give your day to God, you speak in tongues, however you want to do it. I know I like to get up, speak in tongues, and confess God's words over my life. And declare what I want, not what I see. I start that way, and I'm speaking in tongues. I might go and put a teaching on just to listen while I'm waking up, having a coffee. Or I might just sit there speaking in tongues. Sometimes I just sit there speaking in tongues. And then I say, Father, I thank you for today's before ordained works that you've given to me. See, this is a living relationship. It's not religion. It's a living relationship with God. And I'm not trying to make anything happen. I'm not trying to get classes together. I'm not trying to schedule meetings together, like big meetings, you know, unless God was directing that. But he hasn't directed that in my heart. He's like, okay, you get up, you ask me for your work. So I get up, Father, thank you for my before ordained works. Then the phone goes, and then another phone goes, then an email will come. I write down every day what I do every day. So Monday comes, I got Monday down. Spoke to so-and-so, spoke to so-and-so, spoke to so-and-so. So I keep a log. I've only recently started to do this. I keep a log of what I'm doing. Because God showed me to do that. Write it down, Lawrence. Write it down. I can always refer back, so I date it. And I just write it down. This is what I'm inspired to do. And every day, I've been very blessed. I'm hot every day, regardless of what's going on. I'm hot now. I know that I got a job and a life to live before God. And God still wants me to enjoy this life. God wants us to enjoy great abundance. Anna and Pedro, no need. We got abundance. We can give. That's where God wants all of us. As believers, we shouldn't struggle. We were at stages where we struggled because of our understanding. But when we understand that God wants us to prosper, then we have to go on a journey with God. Okay, God, show me. And so I went to the scriptures myself and seen, man, like all of God's people prospered. Those that were living unto God, they prospered. But it's as we practice, we perfect our walk. We perfect our thinking. We perfect our confession. So like people think they think, but it's just lots of thoughts going around. But when you actually really focus your mind to think, then you realize, man, what was I thinking before? So like as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think you can't, you can't. If you think you can, you will do it. If you think you're poor and you're never going to get out of your situation, you stay there. If you think, okay, success is for me. In every area, not just financial, I'm on about every area. Success is living a life with God, manifesting the blessings that he says we can manifest. And so we call it, we see ourselves seated at the right-hand side of God, where those pleasures are forevermore. And we speak it into our life. We say what we want, not what we see. We get the goal in mind. Like when God puts something in your heart, you keep it in your mind. You take that picture. You focus on in what you want. What do you want? And this is the thing, like I always keep saying, when God showed me I got to say what I want, not what I see, I realized after a few months, man, I got to know what I want. What do I really want? What do you want for your life? What do you want for your ministry? So all these little things we learn. And then God showed me how to steward my finance. Okay, you want to be prosperous, you've got to steward your finance. So I learned to steward my finance. You've got to pay your debt off, Florence. So I made a plan. I started ringing people who I owed, like companies. And God eradicated thousands of pounds worth of debt, like really quickly. I was let off thousands of pounds, which I should have paid. And I got let off from God. Like God was working great grace. Let me tell you, I had a phone bill, £750. You know, because before I was like, oh, I'm not paying that. It's just a company. But I'm stealing if I do that. So God was teaching me lots of things that I thought was okay, and which actually was not okay. And I wasn't bringing any glory to him. I couldn't be a witness in my finances and helping other people. The whole point about me learning about this is to help other people. So this is why I'm sharing it. So when I rung up this phone bill, okay, I got £750 owed it to you for about 8 years now. And the lady went, okay, let me have a look. And she said, I wiped it, it's gone. She wiped it off. I got through to the right person. God worked and directed me to the right person, rung at the right time. When we moved into this house, we had a water meter outside, never got no bills. So we never paid any water bills over 10 years. So what happened? Well, finally, they realized their mistake, but we still have to pay for it, right? £5,000. So they said, okay, like you start paying this each month. Like it was a small amount. And over that year, we paid that small amount, and then they wiped the lot clean. We got clean balls, like £4,000 wiped off, paid £1,000. So when I was serious with God and I got focused, and because I was asking God, look, I don't want to live on the breadline all my life. You know, I'm serving you. I want to represent you. I want to be a blessing. I want to be able to teach other people what I know I got to learn myself. And then I got connected with Sandgate again, which I always bring up because it was a great starting point, changed my life. Then I started to honor God with my substance. And then, you know, and I give where I'm being fed and I give it. And I'm able to give liberally because God's blessing me. So I didn't start off like that. I started off small and then it just increased because God increased me. So it's just very simple. Like these principles from God is very simple. Same when it comes to speaking in tongues. Same when it comes to speaking by the Spirit of God. It's very simple. All we got to do is open our mouth and trust God to give us the words. And you'll find you'll always have something to say. God is working in you. Like Sangit was sharing in this last sharing. God is working in you continuously. Continuously. So we may not feel like it. But the Spirit of God is not touched by feelings. So when we just focus our mind, okay, God, you give me the words. Like when Jason asked, do you want to share now? I didn't have nothing there. I'm thinking, well, what am I going to share? If I'm honest, I think at every fellowship, what am I going to share? I ain't got a clue, God. So God is really at work. If you just keep it simple, this thing is very simple. God didn't make it complicated. He wants us to have the best life. And all we got to do is have a living relationship with God. When you read through the scriptures, what do you see? You see men and women having a living relationship with the living God. God is the same today. And you can have this living relationship. So just stay with God every day. Just, you know, go to him. Let him work in your heart. Practice the things that you know to do. And the more you practice, it makes perfect. You're perfecting, right? We're going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Doesn't matter what anyone else says about you. You just focus with God. I don't let other voices bother me no more. They used to bother me. Oh, I better watch what I say because I might upset so-and-so. Might upset so-and-so there. No, you can't live your life like that. God has given you liberty and freedom. And he'll work in you the way you are. He works with you. And he knows your need. And he wants to supply your need in every area, in your family. And so the greatest privilege is to teach my family first. Teaching Leanne, teaching Danny, Carl when he wants to listen, he'll listen. And so, you know, you can't make someone do something. And you can't make someone listen to you if they don't want to listen, right? But the ones that are listening, that's the ones you feed. So that's what I do. I feed with the ones that have got the listening ear. And you can see the meekness in someone, if they're going to do it or not. You know, because God's given you that spirit. You can discern. And you can know. and other people take a bit of time to work with. You need to keep building their faith and let them see the picture. God is opening the picture to them. So I've seen on this fellowship and with many people that people are starting to see what we're saying, which is from God. And that when they start to put it to practice, they're coming back and saying, man, what you said is right. I'm getting the results. God showed me to give people what works. And that's his wisdom. That's what works. Doesn't mean to say we don't go to the scripture. I go to the scripture. I read the scriptures. I read the records. And I know that God didn't lead the children of Israel to the promised land just for them to see it from afar. He wanted them to go in. We got this spiritual promised land. We're in it. We just got to feed and live in it and recognize we're in it. And then you'll start to see these, you know, God just paved the way for you, opened the doors for you. So it's just an individual walk with the Heavenly Father every day, being led by the Spirit, speak by the Spirit, live in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit. Go to God, Father, what do you want me to do today? What's my before ordained words today? Okay, you watch a film, chill out. I'll give you a rest today. Speak in tongues while you're watching it. Or do this or do that. But I got something to do every day. Like I said, I make a list now on my daily. I'm like, okay, what am I actually doing every day? So that's how it comes to my mind. So I just started to write down. Okay, I spoke to so-and-so. I can reflect back as well. And I'm encouraging other people to do the same. And if they do it, they get blessed. But God will work in them what to do. It's not even I can tell them, you got to do this. But the things I'm practicing works. So that's what I want to communicate. So anyway, that was just what was coming to my heart now.